You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 882, hour number 2. My name is Max. The Martian Gardens blog for complete details is martiangardens.blog. We will start this first set of the hour with music from John Cage and from Warren Burt. The shorter piece will be from John Cage's Birdcage, music for two channels of tape, with the sound sources being caged birds and bird cages, and conversation among John Cage, David Tudor, and Joel Chatterby, recorded September 9th, 1973, in Albany, New York, and eight loudspeakers. This comes from, this was composed originally in the early 70s. Released in this version in 2000 on the Electronic Music Foundation, John Cage's Birdcage. And we'll follow this with Warren Burt and Warren Burt's contribution to the 100 Times John celebration of John Cage's centennial in 2012. This is called The View from Wombat Hill. And it comes from a CD called Four Pieces, 2012-2013, on Warren Burt's own label, Scarlet Aardvark. Music for environmental sound recordings, with 100 recordings, 10 seconds each, recorded at Wombat Hill in Daylesford, Australia. With computer programming by Warren Burt. But we start with first the a 4-minute piece, John Cage, Birdcage Part 2. This is Martian Gardens. Thank you. music from Warren Burt. That was from 100 Times John, called The View from Wombat Hill. That was contributed by Warren Burt to a festival of John Cage's work, or a festival honoring John Cage on the centennial of his birth, 2012. And that was included also on four pieces, 2012, 2013, from Warren Burt's own label, Scarlet Aardvark. And again, that was called The View from Wombat Hill. Environmental Sound Recordings, including 100 recordings, which were 10 seconds each, recorded at Wombat Hill, Dalesford, Victoria, Australia, with computer processing by Warren Burt, a Baltimore-born composer who's lived in Australia since 1975. And before Warren Burt, we started with a short selection from John Cage's Birdcage. We heard Birdcage Part 2. This is a continuous piece, which was indexed into several parts just for convenience upon its release on the Electronic Music Foundation in 2000. That was called Birdcage Music for Two Channels of Tape, with the sound sources being caged birds and bird cages and a human voice, among them John Cage, David Tudor, and Joel Chatterby from the EMF. Music recorded September 9th, 1973 in Albany. We'll hear another Australian composer next, Ron Nagorka, who makes his home in Tasmania. We'll hear, after to follow The View from Wombat Hill by Warren Burt, we'll hear Ron Nagorka's Dawn in the Wombat Forest. And this is from his CD, Atom Bomb Becomes Folk Art, on Pogus Productions. This piece features a violin by Liza Lim, with clavichord, didgeridoo, electronics, and field recordings by Ron Nagorka. This was composed in 1985 and included on the Pogus Productions release, Ron Nagorka, Atom Bomb Becomes Folk Art. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Martian Gardens. We just heard a Hildegard Westerkamp. That was called Beneath the Forest Floor. And that's an edit running just over 6 minutes of a longer piece from 1992. Environmental sounds recorded in the old growth forest on the British Columbia coast by Norbert Rubsat and Hildegard Westerkamp in 1991, produced at CBC's Advanced Audio Production Facility in Toronto in 1992. That original 17-minute version is on the CD Transformations on Empreintes Digitales, which was released in 1996. One of the best in their entire catalog, I think, Hildegard Westerkamp. This edit was on the Earth Ear Radio Summer 2001 edition sampler. Before Hildegard Westerkamp, we heard from Marie Kimura. That was a piece called Canon Elastique, a delightful piece for violin and a bow motion sensor designed by Marie Kimura. With computer processing, music composed and recorded in Paris at IRCAM in 2010 during her residency at that world-famous electronic music studio. And we started with the Tasmanian composer Ron Nagorka and a piece called Dawn in the Wombat Forest from his CD Atom Bomb Becomes Folk Art on Pogus Productions, released in 2014. We're winding down the second hour of Martian Gardens, episode 882, hour number two, and we'll end with a piece by Christian Wolff called Peace March 2. He had Peace March 1, which was subtitled Stop Using Uranium, which was for flute alone. For Peace March 2, it was music for flute, clarinet, piano, cello, and percussion. This is performed by the Barton Workshop, recorded in Amsterdam in 1999. This is a 1984 composition by Christian Wolff, released on his CD Making Music Works, 1982 through 1999, on Mode Records in 2004. Christian Wolff, this is Peace March Part 2. Thank you.
What can we say to our children?